Everyone knows that a wounded tiger is a dangerous beast, and for this reason, Mameha insisted that we follow Hatsumomo around Gion during the evenings over the next few weeks. Partly, Mameha wanted to keep an eye on her, because neither of us would have been surprised if she'd sought out Nobu to tell him about the contents of my journal and about all my secret feelings for Mr. Ha, whom Nobu might have recognized as the chairman. But more important, Mameha wanted to make Hatsumomo's life difficult for her to bear. When you want to break a board, Mameha said, cracking it in the middle is only the first step. Success comes when you bounce up and down with all your weight until the board snaps in half. So every evening, except when she had an engagement she couldn't miss, Mameha came to our okia around dusk and waited to walk out the door behind Hatsumomo. Mameha and I weren't always able to stay together, but usually at least one of us managed to follow her from engagement to engagement for a portion of the evening. On the first night we did this, Hatsumomo pretended to find it amusing, but by the end of the fourth night, she was looking at us through squinted, angry eyes and had difficulty acting cheerful around the men she tried to entertain. Then, early the following week, she suddenly wheeled around in an alleyway and came toward us. Let me see now, she said. Dogs follow their owners, and the two of you are following me around, sniffing and sniffing. So I guess you want to be treated like dogs. Shall I show you what I do with dogs I don't like? And with this, she drew back her hand to strike Mameha on the side of the head. I screamed, which must have made Hatsumomo stop to think about what she was doing. She stared at me a moment with eyes burning before the fire went out of them, and she walked away. Everyone in the alley had noticed what was happening, and a few came over to see if Mameha was all right. She assured them she was fine and then said sadly, Poor Hatsumomo. It must be just as the doctor said. She really does seem to be losing her mind. There was no doctor, of course, but Mameha's words had the effect she'd hoped for. Soon, a rumor had spread all over Gion that a doctor had declared Hatsumomo mentally unstable. For years, Hatsumomo had been very close to the famous kabuki actor Bando Shojiro VI. Shojiro was what we call an onagata, which means that he always played women's roles. Once, in a magazine interview, he said that Hatsumomo was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen, and that on the stage he often imitated her gestures to make himself seem more alluring. So you can well imagine that whenever Shojiro was in town, Hatsumomo visited him.